Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
I didn't know if you were gonna be busy today, but let me go ahead and put this on.
Okay.
Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off of you? When your man got dragster, we'll come to fucking Lincoln right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
This is Ben from Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inc. talk show, bringing you all grudge races in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
88, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. My baby girl just climbed up in the bed with me, and she just went straight to sleep. Oh, man, if she could do that at nighttime, I would be all right.
I know, right? That's the same way I feel about my son.
Yeah, we got an interesting show tonight. I couldn't get a professional on like I did the last 3 weeks because of the holidays and a lot of them doing their thing. So we got a good topic tonight. It's going to be a lot of arguing, a lot of cussing, and a whole lot of debate because we're going to do a year in review. We're going to ask the fans who they feel are the best driver out there. We're going to ask the fan who is the best tuner, engine tuner, chassis tuner, what's the best track. You know, we're going to cover a lot of what's the best. And I'm sure everybody has their favorite. We're going to see what this topic takes us. I actually had one other topic. What is the color of Jimbo's booty hole? If you've seen it, how big is it? What color is it? And but they told me that that's a little bit too raunchy, and they told me to leave Jimbo alone. So we're going to leave Jimbo alone because he's a little sensitive right now. So we're just going to talk about the year in review. Other than that, Lady A, what's on your mind?
Nothing. You do have an interesting lineup for tonight, so I'm interested to see what people have to say.
Yeah. I really want to. I'm gonna go ahead and say, let me go down the list. My best track, I say, is 41. I had a really good record at 41 this year. My best tuner, of course, is Bob Kirkin. I'm a little biased. My everything that I say, I'm gonna be a little biased. Best chassis guys, of course, is my guys on the race over there. Best engine builder, of course, is J-Lo. But the most feared car, this is going to maybe surprise a lot of people. I'm going to say the most feared car, most feared person in drag racing over here in Chicago is Donnie. I don't think he's not the type of person. He's a person where a lot of people know who he is, and a lot of people don't mess with him. They know if they do, they have to really, really bring their A game. He's not nobody to play with. And to me, for 2012, 2013 may bring another feared person, but right now I'm going to have to get my vote. And that's even with me having to vote for myself, because I don't feel that I'm feared enough because I haven't been in the game long enough for someone to fear me. A lot of people don't even respect what I did in 2012, which is understandable. You know, it's a lot of one-hit wonders. So, and it took a long time for me to get to that point. You know, so I don't feel that I am feared. But, for me, I would say the most feared person in grudge racing in the Chicago area, I would have to say is Donnie. What do you think about that, Lady A?
That's your opinion. You seemed biased at first, but then it looked like you went back to keeping it real.
Well, yeah, I mean, when it comes to my car, I'm kind of sentimental. You know, I am very, very biased when it comes to engine tuning, chassis tuning, and engine building. I know it's a lot of good engine builders out there. It's a gentleman they call Here Comes the Boom. Brian Davis over in Detroit area. He sent me a picture of a Chris, I won't say the right name right, Chris Yuratko motor. He sent a picture of it, and he said it's my nightmare. And what I have heard, he is a hell of an engine builder. That's what I heard. I do have to tell Brian that motor that he sent me a picture of. I had that motor about 2 months ago, so I knew about his motor before he picked it up. I had a picture of that exact motor in my phone, and if you don't believe me, I will send it to him. So what he sent me was not a surprise. But when you get a chance, I'd like for you to try to get Jay on the phone. Can you get Jay on the phone?
I sure can. Give me just a moment.
Okay. In the meantime, I got a person that just called in. Hold on 1 second. 313-2526. Your mic is open.
You know what the hell this is, goddamn it.
What's going on, Wayne?
What's going on? I came in a little late, man. I missed the beginning of what you were saying.
the first topic I was talking about was the color of Jimbo's booty hole. Has anybody ever seen it? Do they know the size of it? You know, I do, and I don't want to, let everybody know, but I want to know, have anybody else seen it? So, but I got off that subject and just, the topic at hand is...
Hey, that's previous information, and you keep it to yourself.
and I forget. Fake racial of the year. I think we can probably stay all night on. I'm gonna give my opinion for fake racer of the year. Fake racer of the year is Chemo. That is the fake racer of the year. He talks so much and do so little. You know, that's my fake racer of the year. And coming in a second. I mean, Chemo didn't clear him. I think he was on by Chemo Doe when they went through the 13th one with Johnny Quick. And Chemo, I thought Chemo was going to clear him, but he didn't clear him. He gave him the back tire, and he gave Johnny Quick the back tire, and he caught him and went past him. He didn't clear him, though. He didn't clear
him. Did you see that video the other day? That 13-minute video?
Yeah. I posted on the internet, man, that it was 15 minutes wasted in my life that I watched that video. I could have did something else in my life than watch that, man. It was terrible. That guy didn't even try to cut the tree. He didn't even try.
Nope, he bumped in and he left.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
He still caught that slow motherfucker, boy.
But I thought the race was to the eighth.
Oh, what? He didn't catch it.
Yeah, I think the race was to the eighth. So he didn't catch it. I thought the race was to the eighth. Yeah. Lady A, what's on your mind, Wayne, before I get somebody else online? What's on your mind?
I was calling to tell you. I don't know if I'm going to make it on down there, man.
Okay, well, like I told you online, you and Pretty Tony get together, put that punk out money together, and I'm gonna give it to my wife.
Punk out money is when you don't show up. I'm letting you know a month and a half before now, your full time, I ain't coming.
That don't have anything to do with it. You locked in, my man.
What are you talking about?
You locked in.
What?
The stip. Now, if we would have stipped.
We didn't pinky promise none of that shit, man. What you talking about?
No. If you don't show up, you owe $500. Just get it with people. You know what? Talk to Pretty Tony. He knows the ins and outs about paying punk outs. He can tell you everything you need to know about paying punk outs. My wife asked me for a Gucci purse. I don't have the money for a Gucci purse, but I did tell her Wayne and Tony locked in a race, and I don't think they're going to show up. So I told her, you know, give me a P.O. box number. I'm going to have them send you the money. And she can go, can you get a Gucci purse for $1,000? I know you know.
Yeah, actually, I had to buy one. See, that's why I got a setback. Hey, she has 16 years. She don't want that little motherfucker.
Hey, man. $500 from you, $500 from Pretty Tony. I'm sure she'll find a nice Gucci purse for $1,000.
But let me finish my gamble. I'm gonna slide another guy in my spot.
Oh, No. I mean, you can. But we're gonna have to relock it up.
Wait. I never exactly told you what car I was.
You said white trash. You said white trash.
Oh no, I went back and listened to the. You know, it's recorded. You know that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I went back and listened to it. I never said what car I was on my
Mustang. You said yo Mustang.
Okay. See, you think you the only motherfucker with three Mustangs in your garage?
No, I know. I know you got at least three. Jimbo
hey,
got one.
Look,
I know you got Brian
but,
got
but
one.
Look,
if
but
you
look,
show
but
up, if, oh, you know what? Okay, you right. Put one in there. It was one with one carburetor. So go ahead, because I already know.
Yeah, that's all I ever had was one carburetor. Shit.
I understand that. I just know somebody that got a Mustang in Detroit. They got two of them on there. So, yeah.
If it's in my camp, yeah. It's in my camp, man.
I'm not telling you. I will not run that man. But you gonna pay that $500.
You
know
what
I
mean?
You got. Hey, when I crashed my car last year in Detroit. That little Munchkin took my $500. Bobby Mills gave me my $500 back when I mangled that car. That little Munchkin took my $500. So I'm going to take that you jokers every chance I get. I'm telling you on national radio.
Hey, but this is what you want to do now. This what you want to do now. Go back and listen to recording. And just, you know.
You know what? You could come up with any Mustang in Never Scared Camp with one carburetor. I'm gonna run it with a 28 inch tire. If you come down there with big ball factor car, I'm not running. I want my $500.
I said in my camp. Neither one of the guys I just named is in my camp, man.
Big Ball Factor's in your camp?
I said neither one of them are. No.
Oh, okay.
Hell, I ain't even got that man's phone number. Shit.
Okay, that's cool. If you come down with a small block with one carburetor on it with nitrous, I'm going to run it. And ain't going to look for no punk out money. But if you come down there with one with some Willy bars on it, with a 29, with two carburetors, I'm going to run it. But we're gonna settle that $500 first, and then I will have the option to run it.
I got one thing to say to you.
Yeah.
White trash gonna take little Junior to the trailer park. That's all I want you to know.
Man, I'm not worried about it.
I'm just fucking with you, boy. I'll be down there.
I know you are. You sent me a picture.
I just
kind of
doing the fuck with you. I'm just riding to the east side. I ain't doing shit else. I said, let me fuck with this guy. I'll be down there.
You
said
you riding to East LA.
I'm riding to the east side.
Man, what are you going over there for?
I'm going to work on this car, goddammit. Shit, I'm off to the second, kid.
Okay. Well, bring Yellow Thing down there, too, so I can do something to it. Bring the other thing down there too, so I can do something to it. So
same race, same race you offered before.
Yeah, yeah, the back. Yeah, he, when I give him the cliff.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll do that again.
I'm gonna stop by his shop before I go to mine, and I'll let you know before the show. All right.
Man, sounds good. Sounds good.
All
right. I love it. All right.
Happy holidays, all that good shit to yourself, family, all that.
Same to you, brother. Same to you and your family. Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Lady A, you got anybody with a hand up?
Let's see. Meatball, your mic is open.
Ball.
How you doing, Lady A?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. How was your Christmas?
I had a good day. How about yours?
It wasn't bad. As long as my daughter had a smile on her face, that would count. Biz, what's going on, Biz, baby?
Man, I'm chilling, man. What's going on?
Man, you watch your mouth when you speak of Johnny Quick. You watch your mouth, now.
Hey, man. Listen, man.
When you speak of Johnny Quick, you watch your mouth. You, Biz, you walk. Listen, you walk careful when you talk about that man.
Man, that man got the back tire for life, man.
What?
That man got the back
like
tire
that.
For life, man. Huh?
We like
huh?
that.
Okay.
We like
yeah,
that.
Y'all coming down to Mississippi?
I don't know. I have a surprise that will be in Mississippi.
Okay. Well, I like surprises. I'm like, what's that movie that they used to throw surprise parties in? What's that movie? With Benny Siegel and them in there, you threw them a surprise party. I like those.
It will be a surprise down there in Mississippi for you.
Okay, well, check this out. Who is your best tuner for 2012?
Overall, best tuner.
Yeah, it could be nitrous or pro charger. Engine tuner.
The only guys that we know that tune like nitrous on our cars is Johnny Quick.
Okay, so Johnny Quick is your best nitrous tuner for 2012. That's fine. Who is your best engine builder for 2012?
I got to give it up to Chris Rasko. You know what I mean? He put together some hell of a
okay.
piece.
Okay. Okay. I can't argue with that. Who is your most feared grudge racer this year? Your most feared?
In Detroit or just?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
From Detroit to
yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah. No, Detroit.
Detroit. You can't take nothing away from Jimbo. You know, you can't. I mean, you got. I mean, it is what it is. You know. You can't take nothing away from that Never Scared Camp, Wayne. And you can't take shit away from him. I don't care what you say. You can't take shit away from him. But I also, at number two, I also got to throw Johnny Quick up there.
Okay.
I got to throw him second. I cannot. I mean, even though he had a bad year, but For that man to kind of get a race is, it's kind of difficult.
Who's
but Jimbo, I will put him at number one.
Okay. Who you put at second?
I put Johnny Quick at second.
Okay. Now, who's your favorite race of the year? Hold on.
Now, out of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
like you mentioned, I got to... It's a toss up between Lil Junior and Fade to Black. It's a toss up. I mean, that's kind of hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You see where I lean to? I went towards Gagne. You know.
I want to go towards Fade to Black, but shit, you can't count out Lil Junior. You know what I mean? I mean, it is what it is, man. When you pull up on when we read Lil Junior in the shootout, and we knew we was mad, we backed up with you with Johnny Quick, Kyrie, was like, shit. You know, it was like, damn. Out of all
I'm
people,
tell you this, but, I'm going to tell you the deciding factor where I lean toward Donye. The man from I know him since he had that kind of man, 33 to 31, the Willie balls in the car. The man took not only the towels, he took the Willie balls. And to me, I know he lost a little bit, but you really could not tell. I know he lost a little bit, but you really could not tell. I mean, not with the naked eye. Not with the naked eye.
Right, but you're comparing a guy to Lil Junior with the car that don't run, you know, no Willie Bar, no big tire, true 28.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And you know, the way Lil Junior sit, it don't sit. I mean it posts around his pro charge, you know what I mean? But it don't sit hella, but it don't sit like damn, that bitch like his fly. Lil Junior car almost looks like a damn stock Mustang, man, if you really can look at it.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna throw one twist in there. I'm gonna throw one twist in there. Who's your fake racer of the year?
My fake racer of the year?
Yeah.
I still, even they traveled. You can't take none away from the Bus Motorsport, and they kind of knocked that fake racer of the year off their shoulder. But anybody, I can't take. I don't think it is a fake racer of the year, in my eyes. You know what I mean? Because if you're willing to travel, that means you're willing to race. I mean, you going to. That means you're trying to go in to engage.
Okay.
I can't.
You know, my vote went towards Chemo. My number one vote was Chemo. Fake race of the year.
You watch what you say about my neighbor now.
Man, I will beat.
Watch your mouth, man.
If you come down to Lena. If you come down to Lena, I'm not using no grease. I'm not using no Vaseline. I'm not using no lubricants at all. None. Not at all.
You might want to be careful what you say, man.
Man, he's a clown. Lady A, let's open up two mics, please.
Okay. Slouch, your mic is open. And Smitty, your mic is open.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What's going on, Biz?
What's going on, Slouch? What's going on, Smitty?
You got a homeboy. What the boys talking about Detroit, man? Don't let them know you the king, man.
Man, no, this ain't about the king show tonight. This ain't about who the king, who's not. But we're talking about the year in review. You know, we talking about everybody, what they did this past year in 2012. And it was one category that somebody just texted me, who was the surprise racer this year? Who came out of the woodworks and surprised a lot of people? But in the meantime, before I go back to okay, who's your surprise racer, Smitty? Who's your surprise racer, Smitty?
I have to say Tommy. Little Tommy, though.
Okay.
They come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I got. Okay, who's your fake race of the year?
Fat boy racer. Fat boy racer is the fake racer of the year.
Oh man, hey man, for all you fans, man, that's Hammer and Big Ray. I gotta totally disagree with my man Smitty. I think that's personal. You know, sometimes you.
They ain't engaging nobody, Biz.
Hey, man, you know, just because you don't engage don't make you a fake racer, man. The man had problems. Okay, I'm not going to let you do that on national air with a man having
that. Hey, Biz, it's Meatball. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Meatball.
I'm going to give you my, what you say, surprise race of the year?
Surprise,
that's what you said?
Surprise race of the year. Yeah,
I'm gonna give it up from out of Detroit. I'm gonna give it up to Mark Crank.
You know what? I wouldn't give it up to Mark Crank out of Detroit. I'm gonna tell you who I'm gonna give it up to. That Nas Big Shot. Man, I gotta give it up to him.
Yeah, you know, I forgot about Nitrous Big Shot.
Who you say out of Chicago, Biz?
Biz just dropped by mistake. I'll get him on in just a moment.
Okay. Oh, I think we lost Biz. All right, Meatball takes over the show right now. Number one, talk to me, man.
B-Ball, you in Chicago. So don't kill still running it. He be on in a minute.
Man, you sit back now. You sit back and sit down now. I said B-Ball's taking over the show until he gets back on.
We got a B-Ball. How y'all look? Merry Christmas, B-Ball. How's it been going down in Detroit?
Man, it's cold. It's cold and, it's just cold, man. How y'all doing down there? How was your Christmas?
Oh, it was wonderful, wonderful. You going down to y'all gonna make it down to Lena?
Woo! If my money can get me there.
Yeah, I understand.
Hey, I'm sorry about that, man. I got dropped for some reason.
Who just got this interrupt Meatball show to Biz got on? Who is you? Take your name. Is it Biz? Hey. Oh, I'm sorry, Biz. Biz, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't know who that was, Biz.
I don't know what's going on with this song, man. Okay, you said Mark Crank. I got Nas Big Shot.
I forgot about Nas Big Shot.
Yeah, I got to go with Nas Big Shot out of Detroit. Who you got for most feared, Smitty?
Most feared?
Yeah.
I say Mick, Biz.
Who?
Who?
I would think his name Mick.
Who you? Nick? I can't disagree with you there, Smitty. I forgot all about Leroy. Yeah. I'm still stick with Donye because Leroy got a car where Donye is his name is fear. Leroy, not saying Leroy's name is not fear,
so
but
what?
Leroy pull that. Yeah. Leroy pull that thing out the trailer. They're gonna scare some people. But, Slouch, you on, Slouch? Slouch, you on? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have a break in the radio show. We have a very famous driver, tuner, whatever you want to call him. He's all of the above in a bag of chips. Ladies and gentlemen, the Motor City Jimbo!
I didn't say you go over my mic.
Hold on one second. We gotta do this right. Hold on one second. Motor City Jimbo!
Jimbo,
how you making it?
What's up? You there?
Yeah, we here, Jimbo.
What's going on?
Hey, Jimbo, we got a topic tonight. We got a year in review. We got a year in review, and we'd like to get your input on it. Who is your most feared grudge racer?
My most feared?
For the year 2012. Uh-huh.
I have to say, I'm not fearing nobody, but... Competition-wise towards me, like knowing that's gonna be a hard race or I could lose, would be probably either you or Donya.
Okay. What about
both the same category?
Okay. Who's your best tuner this year? Engine tuner and chassis work. Uh huh.
Dave Zimmerman for chassis.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Chris Urasco, I would have to say,
yeah.
He helped us out
mm-hmm.
a lot this year. So,
now,
do we build your motors, but do
Chris actually put a nitrous tune in there for you all?
He builds the motors, and
mm-hmm.
he comes to the track and makes sure everything's safe.
Okay.
I mean,
he's not with us
at the track every time we go, but he does come
yeah.
and make sure that we're going the right direction and helps us out
yeah,
a lot,
okay.
but... Me and we're trying to be independent, you know, to where we can try to do it on our own. But it definitely is a lot of help having him there.
I mean, I was listening to the show the other night, and you know, we started listening to Tony Bynes. Those guys, they engine builders are tuners. They put the initial tune in, and they do the fine tuning at the track. And I have seen you, myself, you know, go through your car at the track, change jets, and that's tuning. You know, I don't see you do that yourself.
That. So, I do all
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah. So yeah, so I do see that you're doing your fine tuning. So, but what's your favorite, the best track of 2012 for you?
You're talking about in our area?
Wherever you went.
Wherever I went.
Mm-hmm.
Martin's probably the best track that I've personally been to. Down south, okay. I haven't been to a good track down south yet, but we haven't really went to, you know, real working-wise, I'd say Martin that I've been to.
Okay. Who was your fake race of the year?
Fake race of the year. Define fake racer.
Fake. You know what's fake race of the year?
I mean, you guys are all saying Kimo and them. I mean, he did talk a lot about racing, but he didn't really get out there. But I'm sure he had problems. But I mean, there's kind of a lot of fake races, I think. Like right
who
now,
is
not
your
as
most
winner.
Fake race. Hey man, you're not Joe Biden. You're not Obama. You're not the other guy he ran against. This ain't political.
I'm gonna change it up a little bit since.
Okay.
And not put Kimo in there. I'm going to put somebody else because we raced all summer and we tried racing a certain somebody all summer, and now all of a sudden the snow fell and now they're all pumped up chests and talking about they tried racing us. So I'm going to put Johnny Quick in there on that one.
Okay.
You
Johnny
watch your
Quick,
goddamn mouth, you
I'm
gonna
get some, I'm going to yell at on that one. I know I'm going to get some yell
you
at on that
bitch,
one.
You watch your mouth, Jimbo. We're going to paralyze your ass the next goddamn 2013. We're going to paralyze your goddamn man. You worry about it. You wait.
Hey, Biz, and I'm putting him in there.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to pump some confidence up into them boys so we can fuck them next summer. I want them coming for me. I want to make them mad.
Now, who is your who do you consider to be like the rookie of the year or surprise race of the year?
I was surprised this year by Mark Crane of how good he did. I mean, I think he came out the year before. He had bad luck, you know. He had decent motor and decent stuff, but he didn't do nothing all year. But this year, he came out and Dave helped him out with the chassis, and he moved in the right direction. I think he had a good year, so I'd have to put him in there.
Okay. All right, well, just hold on. Hold on 1 second, Jimbo. Let me get Terry on. Terry, your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
Driving to work. Got to make that money.
All right. Okay, well, let's make this quick. What's your favorite track?
My track.
Yeah, what's your favorite track? Let all the fans know what's your favorite track this year.
It's my track, No Limit.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. All right, who's your best tuner this year?
Oh, I don't know. I think I better stay out of all this. I'm just not listening in on this stuff.
Okay. What about fake race of the year?
I'm not gonna say any of these.
Terry's like an engine builder or a company. You know, he can't say that because
I put him on the spot. Hey man, you call in to the Grudge Talk Show, and as my man Skin say, this is 1-800 Keep It Real. So if you can't be a 100, keep it real. You can't press that one button, Terry. We're going to ask you the hard question.
Hey, Terry, I got a question, though, for you.
Go ahead.
Did you guys figure out a date for that big race you guys planning out over there?
No.
Just my opinion. I'd like it to be later than sooner.
It's going
to
be
personally because my car, I'm hoping to have my car ready by then. It's going to be midsummer by the time my car is ready. And I'd like to have it ready for that.
It's going to be September sometime.
So, yeah, all right, that's good.
You know, we were shooting for Labor Day weekend to make it a long weekend, but people were worried because the Yellow Bullet Nationals. So, but I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
You know what? Somebody said on the internet, which made a lot of sense, to do it on September, Labor Day weekend because you will keep a lot of the class. Yep, you'll keep a lot of the class races out because they're gonna go to the Yellow Bullet. They're gonna go to the Yellow Bullet, and they also gonna go to the Holly Fest, which is the LS1 Shootout or LSX Shootout. So they are sponsored, and they have to go to those races. So that will keep the so-called class guys out and also keep the open invitation for the grudge racer. So, you know, that's just something to ponder on, and it was a good suggestion made. That was a good suggestion made. So, Terry, we won't put you on the line, but I mean, put you in the heat of the fire, but is there something else you want to say?
No, I'm just listening in. Hope everyone has a safe new year, and, you know, just keep my mic open, and I'll chime in. I don't want
to – Hey, check this.
Hey, if I say some fake racer, and then I'm going to be all over the Internet saying, oh, well, Terry, the manager, said I was a fake racer. You know how that goes.
Yeah, I understand. People let their panties get caught up. Hey, but check this out, Terry. What is the date? What is the anticipation date of 41 being open?
As soon as it gets warm out. I'm going to do one weekend, the first nice weekend. We're going to paint, do the bathrooms, everything in one weekend, and then the following weekend we'll be open.
Hey, I just got a text. Breaking news says Jimbo has never beat Johnny Quick. So if Jimbo
go.
Has never.
Hey,
Jimbo
I'm
going to
put it. I'm gonna, you say keep it real, Pat.
Hold on, Jimbo. Let me finish. I'm going to definitely give you the floor. Breaking news. Jimbo has never beat Johnny Quick. So
in turn,
how is Johnny Quick a fake racer? Or will not race you when you yourself,
now,
the king of Detroit.
Hey, but has Johnny Quick beat Jimbo?
Yes.
He has beat me. I've been racing for like probably 6-7 years now. I started racing, and we started out street racing. I never went to the track. I raced Johnny a lot of times on the street, and he beat the shit out of me for a long time on the street. And then we started going to Milan. But with his car, he never beat me. Now, he drives a lot of people's cars. He beat me with them cars. But we're talking 3-4 years ago. For the past 2 years, I stepped my game up. Now, I raced him with Junkyard's car, with that green car. I think it was somebody else's car, the green car, anyway. And we let him lead to the eighth. Dougie locked that race in, and he beat me, which a race we shouldn't have never did. But this was like 2 or 3 years ago. And then we raced in a shootout. I lost that race. And that was a heads-up race, but I had some problems, and I lost that race. They won that. I never took that from them. But for the past 2 years, I've been trying to race him, this past summer and the summer before, all summer, and they will not race me at all. So he was beating me then, but I left the competition behind a couple years ago. I left them behind me. Now, proof, just like you say, there's proof is in the pudding. What did you see him do last year?
Only thing I seen him do, only time I seen him, I seen him at the track twice. I seen him for the shootout, and I raced him first round, and I seen him come to No Limit. I think it was like one of the last days of the year. Basically, it was the last time I was at the track, and he had problems with his rear end.
He had problems with his rear end?
Yeah.
That's that Tuner of the Year. Give him the Tuner of the Year reward for that one.
Hey, man, I'm
like,
man,
that's my little rivalry
talking,
right
man.
There, man. Just like, we'll put him on.
Yeah,
knock his dick in the dirt, but I'm tired of chasing
Who?
Him back.
You said Rubes. You say anything about Rubes?
Huh?
Jimbo.
Hey,
Jimbo.
I know
that, are you serious, Jimbo? Are you serious, Jimbo? Yes, Jimbo. You know it was me, goddammit. Are you serious?
Now, listen, let's stop. Did I try racing you guys all summer last year? Every day I seen you, I said, I'm ready whenever you are. Let me know. I wasn't going to be an ass.
This summer.
Hold on. And then winter gets here,
okay.
And I didn't say one word. And then the cheerleaders started jumping on there, talking about Jim will never beat Johnny. And Johnny started getting on there, talking about I'm trying to be something I'm not because I go down south racing and I'm building a stock suspension car and all that. It's wintertime. Nobody wants to talk shit, but in the summer, then nobody wants to say nothing.
No, Jimbo, I ain't never Jimbo. For one, I don't stop talking shit.
No, it wasn't you that was on. It wasn't you that was on there. It was Mike Peters and Rico and all that.
Jimbo. Yeah, Jimbo, we going to love it. Stock suspension. You're going to say
you
exactly
are?
Like
that. Well, I tell you what, since you guys ain't no fake racists, Lock in with any car, any nitrous car, stock suspension. I don't care what suspension's on it. If it's got a ride or die sticker on it, or if it's Johnny Quick's car. I bet you guys won't lock in no race for none of that.
With what? With your car?
With Wayne's car. I'm driving it. Small black
trash.
Small black nitrous, yeah. Any one of his cars. I'm sure he'd let me. He wouldn't care about that.
Wayne,
you got Johnny Williams' car. You got Johnny Williams' car.
Hold on one second. You can't talk about Wayne when he ain't. There you go. Wayne, your mic is open. Your name was brought up in the conversation.
Jimbo, no, at any time he can knock Rude motherfucking dick in the dirt whenever he motherfucking ready.
Or anything with a ride or die sticker on it.
You said Rude? What mean? You say Rude?
All that shit. Anybody talking on the phone? Jim, Johnny Quick, Ride or Die, Tweet Balls.
Watch your
black
mother.
Man, it don't matter.
You watch your goddamn mouth, Wayne. It's almost
hey, look,
the new
man,
year.
I lost a little respect for you earlier when you nominated that certain guy for fucking nitrous. Are you fucking stupid? What is wrong with you, man?
Hold on, look, man.
You know, at some point,
I can
man,
look.
You know, we're not racing, man. So you ain't got to, like, try to hype something up that is not. This is the time of year you can just keep it real and give people credit for, you know, something they really done. You know what I mean?
I gave everybody credit. He said, who is
hey,
your
look,
nitrous tuner?
Hey, look.
Who's your best
like,
nitrous tuner?
Motherfucker, I understood the goddamn question.
Well, motherfucker, act like you can comprehend, motherfucker.
Oh, well, motherfucker, act like you can't see them motherfucking nitrous explosers then. That's what you're doing.
Oh, my God.
Motherfucker, is you stupid, man? Is you stupid the way
you
that man
that
made money? The way that man grenade motors, are you fucking serious?
You
need
way
your
you
motherfucking
what?
Ass whoop. I swear, you need, somebody need to take you, put them over your motherfucking lap, and beat your motherfucking ass, big boss. If you full of shit, man. What is wrong
you
with
asshole.
You,
man? You
asshole.
You a liar.
You a liar.
You a liar.
You a liar. What is wrong with you, man? Hey, let me go back on mute, man. I'll let y'all conversate.
Hey, put your goddamn phone on mute. Now, back to you, Jimbo.
Hey, we ain't even got to
call.
All you got to do is lock in.
Back to you. Since your motherfucker, since your guardian angel clicked in. Now, what you were saying?
Who, me?
Yeah, since your guardian clicked in, since your legal guardian clicked in. Now, what you were saying?
What was I saying about what, racing?
Yeah, you said lock in.
What I was saying, we ain't got anything with a ride or die sticker on it, nitrous car, it don't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to sit here and argue with you guys all winter about something because I want to try, I've been trying
oh,
to
no,
race
no,
no. all
we,
summer.
Hold on 1 second, fellas. Hold on 1 second. Lady A, we got any more hands up?
We do.
Lady.
Larry, your mic is open.
Hello, how you doing, Lady A?
I'm well, how are you?
All right, how was your Christmas?
I had a good day, how was yours?
It was wonderful. I had a whole bunch of fun. A whole bunch of fun. Yes,
good.
Indeed.
All right.
Checking on you, Lady A, making sure everything was okay with you. God bless you, and I hope everything continues to be well with you.
Thank you, you as well.
All right.
Lady A, Larry, what's going on?
What's going on, Mr. Biz? How you been, man? Everything been okay with you?
Man, I can't complain. If I do, don't nobody care about it.
I don't know, Biz. Don't say that. But we ain't gonna do no complaint no way, but we're gonna just try to keep
no,
it moving.
Sir.
How about that?
No, sir. You got I'm gonna keep it moving. Got to it. It's a must. I got kids to take care of. What's going on though with you?
Oh man, nothing, man. Just hanging in there, looking forward to being blessed and get a chance to see the new year, and then looking for Grudge Inc. to make some hell of a moves in 2013, man. You know, and when I say Grudge Inc., I'm not just speaking of the organization, I'm speaking of the individuals. You know, we pull together and do what we got to do, and go head on, and you know, keep it moving, man. Just get there and do our drag racing, our brotherhood, you know, and and the things that are required for us to do as far as each other is concerned, as well as Gridget, you know. But
I got the guys on the phone. In the middle of the show, January 26th, we have a Grudge Inc. Appreciation dinner down in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
If you guys want to come, show support, fellowship, and kick it with all the Grudge Inc. members and other Grudge racers and fans, let me know. Give us a call at 708-268-0992. Again, that's 708-268-0992. And we'll make sure that we put you on the list. That is January 26th in the ATL Grudge Inc. Appreciation Dinner. Jay Barnes, we'd love to have you. He is hosting this, and he would like for you to show up. Our first big race is February 9th, Lena, Mississippi. There will be some surgery being done down there. Yours truly, Set on Kill, will have two, maybe three cars down there. Lil Junior is locked in with Leon, Head Up Pro 3, 8 Mile, in the staging lanes by 4 o'clock. I'm also locked in with Wayne, Head Up Pro 3. We got to do it before it get dark. And I'm also locked in with Lil Tony, the 2010 Camaro, Head Up Pro 3, 8 Mile. So if you guys can make it down to Mardi Gras weekend, we're going to start it off in Lena, Mississippi. We got somebody that got their hand up, Lady A. If you can open their mic up and see what they got to say.
Okay, G-Shot, your mic is up.
G-Shot.
What up, fellas? Hold on, I'm on the road. I'm going to pull over and then I'll talk. All right, hold on.
Okay. All right. Lady A, anybody else got their hand up?
Yes, we have caller 734-2900. Your mic is open.
Biz.
What up?
This is Brian from Detroit.
It's Pine?
Brian. The Boom.
Oh,
the
Brian.
Boom.
Oh, what's up, B?
Brian. Hey, here comes the Boom, man. Don't say Brian no more.
Here comes the. Oh, I can't call you that. I was gonna say here comes the coon, but I can't call you that.
That's
but,
all right.
Here comes the broom. You sweet?
Trying.
Okay. You know what? That picture that you sent me earlier. I had
that
picture.
Yeah, how did you get that so long ago? How?
Hey man,
the mother wasn't put together a month ago.
Hey man, I'm trying to find out who sent me that picture. I'm gonna find out, and I'm gonna take a picture of it, and I'm gonna send it to you.
That motor wasn't
motor.
Done a month ago.
Man, I can show
hey,
you.
Hey Brian. Yeah.
You know what happened?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's my motor. Well, what's up with these topics you got going on? I like this. The fake racers and all that other. You got some good stuff going on tonight.
I got to ask you. Yes, sir.
It's G-Shot.
Go ahead take your G-Shot.
What's up, man? Hey, listen, I'm offering a Mardi Gras special. Anytime from Lena all the way to Hattiesburg on Tuesday, anybody on stock suspension with nitrous, I'm going to unhook that one little plate off my Dodge and they turn my ass loose. Anybody. That means anybody.
Quarter mile or 8 mile?
8 mile.
Ain't nobody letting nobody lose no 8 mile.
Shit. They scared as fuck if they don't.
Hey, by the time you let go of that trans brake button, that 8 miles over.
I won't even use the trans brake. Fuck it. You put the board on that bitch.
You say your foot brake then.
I'll foot brake. Cut the cord on that motherfucker. Me on balls, anybody, lottie dotty, anybody, in kits. I don't give a fuck.
Wow.
Yeah, you won't catch us doing that.
I'm just throwing it out there. It's the special. It's going to run for 5 days only in Mardi Gras. At Mardi Gras. Five-day special.
Yeah, I heard it.
Somebody talk right to me. I'll spray that one kit and dig in somebody's ass with multiple stages. I don't give a fuck.
Man.
What exactly do you have?
I got a 62 Dodge on leaf spring.
He was next to us in Macon, Brian.
All steel.
Man, you know what? I might have some money betting that you won't turn that nut just play down.
Wait, we talking about that blue car?
I turn that motherfucker on.
Hey, we talking about that blue car?
No.
Yeah. The big white one.
You got that Marine Land so high in that piston, that's an NA motor, man. You ain't fooling nobody with that.
Play on what the fuck you talking about?
Hey, if... So,
well,
so you're,
down, you don't know what the fuck
you're
talking about.
You're telling me it's got to be on stock suspension only?
Stock suspension with a 29.5 or smaller tire, just like me.
Right.
Spray all the fuck you got to it. I don't give a fuck. Now run on motor.
And you're ready to go heads up to the 8th with that.
Give me the brake.
No, he said turn loose. What about a ladder bar Mustang with a 28-inch tire?
I just have to see it.
You seen it?
You want to see a picture of it? Go look up any Mustang. It's what it looks like.
No, you seen it? It was next to Dodge,
and you know what mine looks like.
It was parked right next to you in Macon.
Right. The red will not race.
Yeah, man. Fuck it. Turn me loose.
No. Head up. He doesn't want you wearing your heads up. With 28s with no wheelie bar, though.
Yeah, you keep your 29s on it. I'll keep my 28s, and I got no bars.
Man, take that 28, 29 shit and shove it in your ass, man. Call
well,
me
why don't
the
you put a 28
more,
on it?
There's more motherfucking technology in a 28-10-5 than any other tire out there, so shove that shit in your ass, man.
Well, then why are you running a 29?
Because the 28 looks goofy on that big-ass car, that's why.
Well, if you want to get froggy and do something heads up, I'll be down there.
The Cadillac. You, ever
you want
a
the back
Cadillac
tire?
With a 28 on it?
If you're running that nuts, I'll give you the back tire.
Oh, that's a good offer. I said,
and I'll send the money to Biz tomorrow. I'll send the money to Biz tomorrow. You lock in
you
5 on
no
2,000 or better.
That's said no nitrous, man.
I don't care. Go buy some. You got a couple months to go buy some.
He's got nitrous on.
Hey,
turn the nitrous on.
Take your nitrous off and you get the brake, motherfucker. How about that?
Hell no. All right. We'll do that. Hold on. We'll do that. We got a small bar.
Yeah, we ain't going to switch cars. We're talking about the same nitrous car we were just talking about.
Hey, we'll
ain't
bring
no
the
nitrous
brake
car.
On.
Ain't no nitrous car running motor.
Hey,
you
we'll
got to get on here and talk some shit.
I know
you got the back tire.
We'll bring the brake out on there. Fuck you.
I made the offer. That's what it is. You don't want it, man. I'll pull the motherfucker down there.
Make
an
offer
begging
off the rip.
I don't give a fuck. I ain't begging for shit.
Well, then take the back tire and be happy.
Hey, will you run motor with a small block? Another car? Small block car? On motor?
Man, I done talked to Wayne. If he brings the car, we're going to try it.
All right.
There you go. That race was already locked in,
Jimbo, before.
Oh, I didn't know they locked that one in. I was already locked in before.
Yeah, right. That's what I said. It was already locked in before. That's what I said before.
That's what you're fishing for. And me and Wayne done talked about it. And if he brings the car to Mississippi, we're going to try it. If he don't, we not. It's simple.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. 1-800. Hey, get Shorty on the phone. It's 1-800. Keep it real. That's what I like. We gonna race or we're not gonna race.
What? Who? Is Meatball still on?
I'm not looking at the board. Lady A, is Meatball still on?
Okay.
Well, I'm just wondering who their surprise is they're bringing.
Man, I know. You know who it is. That green car. They ain't bringing it, though.
The executioner?
No. Johnny Williams' car.
Oh, that bitch got the back tire. Brian, talk to me, Brian. Hey, if you bring something down to Hattiesburg and they got a PRE tag on it, you got the back tire. Big block, small block, nitrous, 29.5, don't give a fuck.
It will be a PRE car down there.
Yeah, you got the back tire.
Hey, you know what? He's talking about your hero, Brian.
Who's that?
What?
Black Sting? Oh, please. That's funny.
Black
Sting
will be in the motherfucking house.
We're talking about fake races of the year, and that's who I was going to give the award to.
Oh, my God. Brian, so cocky. Brian, how you doing anyway?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I've been trying to get your number.
I told you, Meatball, anytime you want to travel, you can come with me for free.
I know if anybody leave me in your room, I know Brian leave me wrong.
I told you can come to the Father's Day race and are with us. You know that. But yeah, bring Black Shane's sweet ass down there. Is he there?
What'd you say, Brian?
I said bring him down there. Is there anyone else coming?
I don't know, actually. To be honest with you.
Yeah, you're going to get fucked up.
Jimbo, we're going to get you. You ain't learned yet.
Learn from what?
Nothing.
You haven't learned yet. Where the hell's everybody at?
You said what?
Where's everybody at?
Lady A, we got any mics open, Lady A?
Yes, Leroy, your mic is open.
Leroy.
Hello, what up, Liz? How you going?
Oh, man, I can't complain, Roy. What's going on?
Just hanging it up, man. How your Christmas was?
Oh, man, I had a good day, man. I had a lot of family over, man, and I fried some fish, just cooked some spaghetti. Hey, Lady A, hold on, Leroy. Lady A, you on the phone?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about fried fish and spaghetti?
Yes.
So y'all eat fried fish and spaghetti down there in Georgia?
Well, that's only because my mom is from Michigan, but yes.
There it is. All right, now that's what I'm talking about. See, them Southern people don't know about that fried fish and spaghetti. They thought I had said something taboo or something. But I let them know fried fish and spaghetti, and that's what's happening. But I hope.
Hey.
But hi, hey, Leroy. What's going on, Leroy?
Hey,
hi, Leroy.
What's going on?
Hey, Benz,
can you hear me?
Huh?
Hey, what up, baby? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. Hey, Leroy, I haven't been able to ask you yet, but will you be in Olina, Mississippi?
Yeah.
Ooh, yes, sir. Man, hey, man, you know what will make my day? If my wife go with me, because I have all my homeboys down there, and then if my wife ride with me, man, that's gonna be a heck of a trip.
Man, hey, I'm
damn sure
coming.
Hey, yeah, I plan on bringing two cars. I plan on bringing a little small block, stock block, 23-degree head nitrous car. Yeah. Yeah, I plan on bringing a little new car. Hey, Jimbo.
Yeah.
You seen that video I made of you, boy?
Yeah, I seen that. Hey, I ain't no boy either.
Well, I didn't mean it like that.
I'm just happy to know that I'm on your mind.
Oh, you always. Hey, man.
I must be somebody.
On my mind, Jimbo.
What up, Jimbo?
What's going on, Leroy?
You got a man just hanging in there, man.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, Jumbo.
Yeah.
You going to get your lick back from Ben's, man, in Atlanta?
Man, I always come back to get my lick back. I don't ever let it settle. I ain't scared.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, sir.
How the outcome going to be in Atlanta, man?
Hey, I actually envisioned it the other night. The same result, but this time I think I'm gonna do me a dance move or something.
I want you to.
Yeah, you know, I used to, when I was growing up, you know, they had that house music was in full effect when I was growing up in high school, and I used to house
okay.
I used to house dance. So I'm gonna break out break out one of my vintage moves. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna break out one of my.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben,
I got one of my moves.
I haven't heard nothing about
big
brains.
Yeah, I'm here, Jumbo.
That
track leaning on whatever it is. Is that a decent track or what's the word on that?
Well, what I heard was the facility is as nice as Martin. The facility is.
I'm not worried about
the track. You know, hold on, I'm listening. Who was that all that? I heard that the facility is really, really nice. As for the track, I heard the first 200 feet is concrete and the rest of it is asphalt. But I heard that the facility and the track is straight. It's good.
Yeah.
I heard it was good. Yeah. I heard you don't have no problem about getting down the track. That's what I heard. I've never been there.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. So, but you know me. You know me.
I know you're gonna get down there, but we got two different power adders. You know,
Ben can hook up in a car wash.
Yeah, we got to give it to him right now, right off that line.
Yeah, yeah, because you know if you ain't got it off the line, like I told you, if I'm anywhere by you by the 3:30, just shut the damn thing off, save your nitrous.
Yeah, we don't make that horsepower them pull chargers, mate.
So no.
That's for,
hey,
are you gonna have Kurgan down there, Biz?
The flying Hawaiian, yes sir.
Yes. Hey,
man.
Check this out,
I
boy.
I like that.
Y'all got a surprise for me? I got a big surprise for y'all.
Is it going to be in Lena?
Yeah, you're going to see it in Lena. Yes, sir.
That's
I got
right.
A big surprise for y'all. Y'all going to be like, you sly little dog, you. I'm going to be like, yep.
I don't like that.
I know.
I don't like that at all.
Yes, sir. I
don't like all these secrets.
Yeah, I know. And one thing about me, once you get there, you're going to see it. If I don't have nothing.
What's the first day? Are we going to Hattiesburg first on Friday?
No.
Well, that's definitely why, man. I'm not. It don't make sense for
I'm
me to
I'm going
be
wherever
there.
You guys are going. I'm going where the cars
I'm
are.
I'm going, I'm going. I'm not going to even show up to Lena until Saturday morning.
Brian, you can go test on Friday at Fayetteville or Hub City or whatever.
Hattiesburg.
And, Saturday, go to
But logically to me, I don't go test while I'm not racing. That's me. To me, it's a waste. It's a waste of money and time.
Well, I got an untested car. Everything.
Exactly.
So I gotta test.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
And
it makes sense.
That's why I'm having my boy shooting with me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tony probably be with you, too.
Yep. I'm sure he will be.
Yep. Just make sure he's on the line with you when you leave and I leave so he can see.
I'm not going to lie. I was shocked he locked in with you. I'm not going to lie.
You say what?
I'm shocked little Tony locked in with you with his Camaro. That threw me off.
It's called pride.
Fuck that. That pride can empty that checkbook real fast.
It's called Pride and Stupidity.
Hey, serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gonna pay the punk out.
Huh?
He gonna pay the punk out.
Punk out. Hey. Hey, you know Stacy want a Gucci purse. So him away gonna buy it. I told all the punk out money. She can have all the punk out money.
Tony may punk out, but Wayne, he will run you even if his shit ain't right. If Wayne will race,
I seen that in Macon.
Yeah. If Wayne goes to track and Jimbo and they want to race, I've seen too many times this year, even against Boost 12 early in the year, that they're gonna race. That's one good thing. If you guys are locked in, the fans are gonna see something.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's about the fans. It's about the fans coming out there getting their money's worth. Because, you know.
Well, it sounds like Lena in Hattiesburg. It's going to be a good event.
It is. It is. It always, you know. And you know, you're gonna have the white boys down there. You're gonna have Big Ball Factor down there. I'm sure you're gonna have Stevie Jackson down there this year.
Yeah,
you know, you gonna have a main man. Big.
You talking about Lena or Fayetteville or Hub City?
Probably both. You know, probably both. You gonna have a big drag down there. Three Lug.
Donnie is going right.
You know? Oh yeah, I'm sure Donnie go every year. And I want to say this now, and so we all know, us Northern guys, we're gonna go down there and race against each other, try to win your money, try to break me. I'm gonna try to break you. But when it's all said and done, we get some hotels, people that is not pulling a vehicle, we're going to have to use your cars. We're going to use your cars to block our trailers in, block our trucks in.
Biz.
Well, that is a good place to stay, you know.
Yes, I stayed last year. I'm going to stay this year.
Yeah, so, you know, the ones that want to take their vehicles, you know, back to the hotel with them. It is some safe guards we can put on these vehicles, and the best way to put them in is blocking them in. So if you're driving down there with a vehicle that's not pulling the car, don't hesitate to let us use your vehicle to block these investments in, because we don't want to go down there to these country folks and let these country boys steal our stuff, or let some northerners ride down there with us in another car and steal our stuff and bring it back up north and sell it. So we got too much time, money, and energy in our cars to let somebody steal our stuff. So
Did I hear something about the white boys and DJ Grant running?
No, that was in Florida, and DJ Grant broke his transmission, and I actually locked the race in. And me and DJ, we paid the punk out. But I'm going to tell you this on live radio, and I don't give a damn if it get back to Dustin Field or Spike. When I get through with my three races, down on there, you know what, I go. I ain't stud no damn white boys Monte Carlo. I'm going to take a little
they
junior and run
about you.
Dead
I,
up
I
in
I tagged you in that video. Did you see that video where they were talking about you?
Man, I gotta listen to it. I'm a deaden them folks, man. I'm a deaden them folks. Let me get past Lil Tony, Wayne, and Leon, and I'm a deaden them folks. I ain't studying no damn white boys.
Dunham Picks asked them about you, and they were saying that they think that you were scared or whatever. And Dunham Picks was, you know, Biz ain't scared of anyone. Yeah, and Gunner Picks stood up for you and said, "Biz ain't scared of anyone," and that's why I was wondering what something was locked in with you guys.
No, I got three races locked in already. And,
full plate.
Right. All I gotta say is I just gotta see.
With Little Junior, you're gonna run the white boys.
Yeah.
Good gravy.
All I got to do is see one number. I don't need to see, you know, if you run like a 6:20, I ain't got to see that first number. I know the first number going to be there. I just got to see that second number. Once I see that second number, down on that
game
tail
over.
I go. Yeah. I ain't studying.
Do you know if Tony Bynes is going to be around in any of those events?
What? Yeah, it's Tony Bynes. Like three races locked in. Three or four races locked in.
Well, where can I get a hold of this guy?
Lady A.
I've texted them before with no luck.
Hold on, Lady A.
Yes.
Can you call Tony Bynes for me real quick?
Of course, just a moment.
Okay, Tony
Bynes. That's
what
I like to hear right there.
Yeah. Now, before he get on the phone, I'm going to tell you, it's only one thing that's going to mess you up.
And?
You don't got one of them. If you could get around that, if you can get around that step, you're not having one of them. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Just get around that step.
You got to be magical with your words.
Exactly. If you want me to book it, I'll book it. You got to say to get around that one. If you get around that one,
I have selective hearing sometimes when people ask me questions.
Yeah. So just be clear what you say. And basically, y'all both stock. Oh no, you're not. You're not a boss.
Right.
But you know, he don't care about the suspension. He care about the tire. So
right.
You got a 28. He got a 28. You know.
Yeah. And well, I got to play it out. How I'm gonna do it?
He got Rambo. He's bringing seven up. He's bringing seven
what
up.
What about Bam Bam?
I don't think Bam. I would rather run seven up than Bam Bam.
Oh right, yeah. They're both good cars, but I would just figure they would bring Bam Bam because Bam Bam is.
I don't know if it's gonna be ready. I don't know if Bam Bam will be ready. I don't know if Bam Bam's gonna be ready. But
well, I just want a little bit of payback from last year, from when I was trying to run him as well.
Yeah, don't even tell him who you got in, because he gonna think you got that same car.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah. You know. So. If we can't get Tony Byers on the phone, we'll try to get Dog on the phone. Cause that old buzzard, he can speak for them too.
That old raggedy dude.
Yeah, that old raggedy buzzard.
Jimbo.
Hey, Ben, he probably listening.
Who, Dog? I don't care. He's old buzzard. He tried to save what's that boy name? Ken. Ken was telling little Tony to run off the trailer, and I didn't know it was Ken, and I told him I'd run him off the trailer. Whoever's talking about running off the trailer, I like running off the trailer. So especially nitrous car, I love running nitrous cars off the trailer. You know.
See, I would give the Fury Award to you over Donnie and myself.
Huh?
When you're talking about most feared, and the only reason is if I had to bet on the faster car overall, I might say Donnie. But fastest don't always win, and there ain't never been a time where you went out and raced and didn't get down the track. You know, that's consistency, and that's lethal.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's Lady, if you call Dog, we can get Dog, see if Dog can answer the question. If you can, Lady. Hey.
Don't do it.
Well, we tried Tony Bynes twice, and there was no answer. So we're going to try to get
we got plenty of time anyways. I can tell you what, if Jimbo gets his car out and that thing gets right,
Hold on one second. Leon, your mic is open, bro. Your mic is open, Leon.
What's happening?
What's going on, Leon?
Not a whole lot, man. Just getting off of work, man.
Yeah, you getting off, I'm on my way in.
Yeah, I did, man.
Yeah,
I won't see him no more to tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try to get in and listen to Big Clark Show, and by the time Big Clark Show get off, I have 2 hours left, and I come on home and get back in the bed, you know?
You got to get on Clark Show, like, at 6:58, 59. After that, you won't get on.
You gonna get on? I'm gonna have to call you. Hey, hold on one second. Hold on, I think it's Tony Bynes. Hold on. Tony Bynes.
Yes, sir, boss.
Hey, boss, how you doing?
All right.
You know, we got a gentleman out of Detroit was looking for you. He wants to talk to you about engaging with you.
All right. I'm waiting on you.
Tony?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey, my name is Brian.
What's up, man?
You guys going to be down in Lena or Hattiesburg for the two races in February?
Yes, sir.
You guys going to have 7-Up or Bam Bam there?
No, we didn't have Bam Bam. Might have selling. Both have 7-Up there because I got little Tony locked in with 7-Up, so I'm going to have 7-Up there.
Well, I'm looking to get some action. I do have a small block of nitrous trying to find someone else to play with.
Well, shit, I don't like to lock in two different cars on everything, but I ain't got no race locked in with Rambo. G by the car.
What? I don't know too much about Rambo.
It's a Regal, a 86 Regal, big block, one carburetor. No wheelie balls, you know, no big tires, it's 29.
But 7-Up is going to be there, but you don't want to lock in with it.
I want to lock in two different cars, because if I break something, I'd be lost punk out of mine.
What if I was willing to lock something in with you, and if you broke, you didn't have to pay?
Well, no, I ain't going to say if I beat Tony, when I beat little Tony, if I ain't hurting then I'll run you. As long as you got a small block, one carburetor, 28.
I got a small block of nitrous, 28 Mustang.
Okay. Oh, yes. I don't hurt nothing. You know what I'm saying? I just hate to lose punk. I think I got two things locked in has, but I hate to just lose money when I hurt something and lose.
Are you locked in with little Tony at Lena, or are you locked in at Hattiesburg?
Hattiesburg.
Is Lena before Hattiesburg?
Yeah, Lena that Saturday. And Hattiesburg that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
You wouldn't, you don't want to try to get something down before little Tony then?
No, Tony's my main priority. But you be willing to get you got a little truck, it's in trouble, small block. You really give it the brake or something like that?
No, it's got a small block.
Yeah,
I was down there last year with that white Mustang, tried running you guys, and you pulled that old two-step move on me.
I can't remember, man. We ran so many people down there. Probably just ran out of time.
No,
but,
what
are you willing to get a little truck?
I want 7-Up.
Okay.
I don't know nothing about no truck.
Well,
at
how you know something about 7-Up?
What's that?
How you know something about 7-Up? You know about the truck.
Because there's a little thing called YouTube.
Well, truck be on YouTube. It's an S10 truck, a small block, one carburetor.
Well, then if it's got a small block, then what are you asking for room for? I got a small block.
Oh, no.
What makes yours so much lower than mine?
All Mustangs will get a little truck, you know, give them something, you know what I'm saying? The heavier, it don't work as good, you know what I'm saying?
I have a truck. That ain't that. Whatever.
Well, you want to do something to the S10 truck, small block? You can lock that in if you got a truck.
No, that's a half-tube chassis with big mud tires on it that I got too much shit for last year. I'm just trying to lock in my Mustang with your Mustang. I'm not trying to get sidetracked.
Yep, I don't hurt nothing. We'll try. What color your Mustang is?
It's about five different colors right now.
I mean, give me three of them.
Red and black.
All right. If I don't hurt them when I run to Tony...
This Biz, what he said is he'll lock in with you if you hurt something, you don't owe any punk out money.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
But if
I hurt something,
yeah,
I mean, working right on the car, yeah, I can do that.
That's what he said.
We lock in $200,000.
Yeah, that
and
works. I can send the money to Biz if you like. I'm not trying to get free money.
If Biz say you good for it, ain't a problem with that because sending money is going to cost
you
$200 for that.
He good for it. Yeah, he good for it. He good for it.
You got small block, 28, stop suspension.
No, I got ladder bar.
Oh, you got ladder bars. Well, you got 20.
Yep. Yeah, I got bars on it too, though.
But, oh, really? You got wheelie balls too?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I can't. You got to take wheelie balls off the. I don't care about the ladder balls, but you just got to take the wheelie balls off. I can run no wheelie ball car, no ladder ball and wheelie ball car against 7-Up. Stop spinning.
So I got to take the bars off.
The wheelie balls, not the ladder balls. The wheelie ball. I don't care about the ladder balls,
right.
Or pole link and all that. I don't care about all that. It's the ladder balls. I mean the wheelie balls.
Yeah. I guess if you're willing to give me a break on the ladder bar part of it. I'd give you a break. I'll try it out. I'll see what I can do about taking the bars off. I mean, I'll take them off. We'll lock the race in for no bars, and I guess it's up to me in the meantime to get it to work without that. But down here in Detroit, we don't have any tuning time right now, obviously, because there's snow out.
Well, but, hey, Wiz, do you know the car you're talking about?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, uh-huh.
You know the car? Okay, then. So you ain't no such thing if I can't switch the car. We're locking in 200 on 1,000 or better. And if Tony going, I got to run Tony the same, but if Tony going to pay the punk out, we can do it first thing Monday.
Right.
Okay.
And we both have small blocks. You're not going to come with a big block.
No, we both are
going to have 28s, and you're going to allow my ladder
hold on,
bar.
Hold on. He said no. Hold on. Go ahead, Tony.
I said no about what?
Go ahead, Tony.
No, I said small block. As long as you got 28, both of us got to have 28.
No, he's talking about
block.
You. No, no. If it wasn't on my show, I wouldn't even get in your bed. No, he said
both
you got to have a. He said both of them. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, both of us.
Yeah, both are going to have 28.
The main thing, small block, 28. I don't care
no
if you got one or two carburetors, as long as you got no wheel bar. Long small
right.
block on 28.
And you're not. I'm not going to get there, and you're not going to give me shit about my ladder bar. If you see I have no wheelie bars on it, you're okay with that.
That's irrelevant. Ladder balls don't hit
right.
me because ladder balls
right,
are
well,
major hook. But
I'm new to this
balls,
stuff, and I know a lot of people down south kicker about it.
No, I don't cry about ladder balls because ladder balls is designed to make the car hook better. But if you hook and got your wheelie balls, you're going to come
right.
to I don't care nothing about that. As long as you ain't got
and
no
it's,
wheelie
and
balls.
And it's heads up to the eighth, correct? Pro Tree, heads up to the eighth.
Yeah, eighth of mile,
right.
Pro Tree.
Okay.
And we're going to do that right after Tony. I might, if the Tony wait around, I might go and do it before Tony race. But
well, I'm going to be at Lena also. And if you're feeling that you want to go at it at Lena and we're both okay, we'll do that. If not, I will wait for you until after Tony. However,
right.
whatever works for you, it don't matter to me.
If Lena's hooking good, yeah, we can do it down there. But if you're ready, and we're ready, we do it for Tony race. You know, we can do it like that.
Okay.
So, let me get to understand it, Tony. 200 on 1,000. Y'all
right.
both got small blocks. Both got 28s. Both no bars.
That's right.
And
both
nitrous.
Okay.
Heads
okay.
up to the eighth. Correct.
Okay.
What's the name of your car?
What's that?
What's the name of your car?
I ain't got no name for it.
So what's your name?
My name's Brian.
Brian.
His
name okay.
Brian.
That's one.
Brian.
I was the one going to put. I can put it on the internet. That's all that we lost.
Yeah.
You can actually put. Here comes the boom.
Yeah, you'll
here
see my truck on there. Yeah.
Yeah. Here comes
okay.
the boom.
Here
yeah,
comes
you can put that on.
Okay.
There.
Yeah. I got
yeah.
that.
Or type
yeah,
in bad
I,
company
I,
racing
I,
on YouTube.
Out of Detroit, not Chicago. Out of Detroit.
Here comes the boom. Yeah. yeah
out of Detroit.
Ain't Tony from Detroit?
Yep.
yep.
Good. I can have two Detroit on my Detroits on my resume. Good. What I lose? All right,
that was easy enough.
That's good. All right,
Viz,
let me go and get in this food,
get some
eating.
Go ahead. Hey, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
All right, boss.
So there you go. There you go, fans.
There you go.
There is locked. Tony Bynes and Brian D. Here comes the boom out of Detroit. I do have to say, Brian, I do got to say, this is my show. I'm a hater a little bit. You should have locked that damn S10 in.
I know, but I don't know. There's a lot of fishy stuff going on.
I couldn't jump in y'all gamble. Yeah, right. I couldn't jump in y'all gamble. But, you know, he was asking for the break. Of course, you know, ain't nobody going to get nobody to break. I know you
right.
want to do that, but I at least gave him the back tire. And maybe, or the clear, or just the head up clear. But I'll lock that damn S10 in.
Well, we still got some time. I'll be down south in January testing. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, there it is. There it is. You got plenty of time.
Still got plenty of time.
Yeah, and Gadget, I see you lurking, Gadget. Yeah, you think I don't see you, Gadget? I see you lurking, Gadget. Yeah. I see you lurking, Gadget. Want y'all to know, February 9th,
Big Claw, Gadget. Got the biggest race of the year so far. Pre-Mardi Gras Explosion in Lena, Mississippi. In Lena, Mississippi. Lady A, we got anybody with their hands up? Yeah. So. Lady A, you got anybody with their hands up, babe?
Yes, just a moment. We have 313-5817. Your mic is open.
What up? What up, though?
What's happening, man? Who we talking to?
This DMX.
What's up, family?
What's up, fam?
Oh, man, you know me, man. I'm just chilling, man. Trying to get these groceries in so I can go to work.
There
what's
you
on
go.
Your mind?
I can't call it. Just call to see what's going on with who locking in and when.
Man, we got the infamous Tony Bynes just called in and locked in. Brian, here comes the boom, which is going to be a good race. Hopefully they get it on in Molina. I talked to Gadget personally. I talked to Big Clark personally. And a lot of people haven't been to Lena, so they reluctant in locking up races because they don't know how the track is going to be. But I talked to Gadget, and I talked to Big Clark, and they're saying that the track is going to be on dead kill. So
okay.
We got a lot of races locked in for us, Lena. But once we get there, there's going to be more. Because once we get
go.
These cars going down the track is going can't do nothing but get better. So,
that's
Mr.
Right.
X,
what's up?
It's Meatball. Well, talk to me, X.
Well, what's up, Meatball? What you need to know?
Man, you know I will. Listen, man, no harm, no foul. We don't want none of that.
What you talking about?
I'm not going to discuss it over the air.
Man, y'all can handle some of that. That's a little car, man.
Nah, we don't want none. We going to try it, but, you know, we really don't want none of that.
All right, man. It wasn't meant for y'all, man. It was meant for them other motherfuckers running their mouth.
But hold on, y'all still got that date, though. Black and Yellow still got the date, right?
You said what?
The Black and Yellow still has that date, though. You know what I'm talking about.
What you talking about?
Yellow car, black car.
Yeah, head up. Straight as straight.
Yeah, all right.
Out the back door.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, all right. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
I'm going to put something on that black car. That black car, y'all going to put that bitch back in the closet.
No way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Meatball, that's the only car I want out y'all too, besides that green car with the burgundy car.
Okay.
But the black car.
You know we're going to try. We're going to try.
Yeah, that's what's up.
The black car and the yellow car, that's a personal vendetta.
Yeah, the black car, the yellow car. Right off rip. We can do that. We can do that at the personal AT National, right off the trailer. No testing.
Yeah, that's our personal bet.
Yeah, no testing. And tell them. Let's do it like everybody else doing it. No bars. Let's get down. Man up.
Yeah, he ain't got no bars on the car.
He gonna have to put some on there. So tell him, don't you?
No, he gonna be more. No, he ain't gonna put them on there. He ain't gonna put them on there.
Okay. Yeah, we can get that out the way. First, no ET National.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, we can get that one out the way.
Y'all wait too long, man.
Huh?
Y'all wait too long. Why so long?
Hey, it ain't me. I'm ready. I don't know if he wanna travel. We can do it in February down in Mississippi if he want to travel.
I know that's right. That's right.
Shit, that's on him.
I got gas and I can travel.
I know that's right.
Yep, that's his call. If you want to do it sooner, we can get it over. Get gone and get it over with.
Yeah. I might check with him, but I don't know if, you know, it all depends on him.
Yeah, tell him. See what he say. If he want to try to get it going and meet me down there, we can do it down there. We can go down to Georgia on the 5th and the 6th. They got the track open that day, you know. Hey, what that old Brian Davis say?
Brian,
where you done went? You didn't get off the phone?
Man, everybody scared of DMX or something?
Huh?
Everybody scared of DMX or something on this motherfucker? Neighbor, what's going on?
Man,
what
ain't nothing, man.
Man, I just hear this guy on here, man. Fuck that. What you got, DMX? Why you talking shit?
Man, who is this talking, man? Come on now, you know who I am. Tell me who you is so I can let you know what I got.
Man, you ain't got nothing, man.
This sound like Timo.
This motherfucker. You done teamed up with Biz, too? Fuck.
Is this Timo?
Yes,
hey,
it is.
You said I teamed up with Biz. Let me tell you something, Timo. Biz gonna knock you off to the haven. I'm gonna knock your ass out the back door.
Man, you ain't gonna do nothing. You just whooped it, man. You selling them tickets, man. I thought
Kimo, we nominated you as fake racer of the year, Kimo. You won that award. We're having for you and Lena.
I accept that motherfucker, but I just want y'all to know I'm accepted, but it's a big payback for the fake racer of the year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It should be, Kimo. It should be.
They got DMX caller. He calling all over the motherfucking town like he an international terrorist. Man, stop it.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm the new Bin Laden motherfucker.
Knock it off.
Hey Kimo, yep. why you on the line? Let me go ahead and run this down to you. We want to ask you who is your best tuner out of 2012?
I'm Gentech.
Yeah, 2012.
Yeah, the best tuner.
Tuna?
Who you seen with it? Yeah, engine tuner. Engine tuner.
Engine tuner, not
yeah.
Turbo car or whatever. Just a
yeah,
engine.
It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. Turbo, nitrous, it don't matter.
I would have to say, Chris Tootin and the Flying Hawaiian that I know
okay.
of. That's around the globe.
Okay.
Let me stop. I would say Chris Tootin, Flying Hawaiian, and the
bomb factor
in them. Stevie Jackson.
Okay, Stevie Jackson. Okay, okay. All right, who's your best chassis tuner for 2012?
Well, see,
this moment.
I would say TRZ. TRZ.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And I really see I you know that's hard to. That's hard to say because, you know, I want to say something today, but I'm not for sure if that's all Dave on a lot of that stuff. I got to take that back, man. I got to take that back. I'm not going to even say TRZ. I'm not going to say Dave because it's power management in them cars. It's not the chassis. Them guys who tuning them cars is getting them cars down the track. So you can't say the best
chassis tuned. Them guys who tuning them cars, that shit working off electronics is not working off of the suspension, man. That's all I got. It goes
hand in hand. I gotta agree. I gotta always disagree.
Let me ask you something. Just say your car. It makes 1,000 horsepower.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now you got to manage that 1,000 horsepower down the track. Okay, the chassis can hold it, but you ain't going to leave off the line with 1,000 horsepower, right?
Yeah, so I said it work hand in hand. Because, see, listen, this is what my chassis guys tell Kurgan. You put the power in and let us worry about the rest. That's what they told
him.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to answer this, though.
A real chassis tuner would, huh?
Listen, of course you can't, Timo,
you're right. You can't leave at 1,000 horsepower. No, you can't. But, I mean,
okay, so
you gotta ramp it in.
Right, and ramping that in, that's all in the tuner's hand. That's all I'm saying. You asked the question for me. I don't know no car besides a Pro Mod leaving at 1,000 horsepower. No car around here can handle it.
Yeah, but a better chassis allows you to leave with more power. If your instant center isn't right, if your rebound, your bound isn't right, if your pinion angle isn't right, that affects everything.
Yeah, it goes both hand in hand, Kimo. Both of them hand in hand.
Let me tell you something, man. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. These motherfuckers going, they didn't go from 460 to 410 off no goddamn chassis. That's all in the power management. So, can't no man tell me it's the chassis. No, it's not.
No, it's both. It's both, though. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying it's just the chassis. I'm saying it's both.
I'll tell you what you do. Take a motherfucker, snatch all that goddamn electronics out, and make him get down the track with no electronics. I bet now one of them motherfuckers go faster than 450, 480. I can guarantee you that.
Man, 450, 480, that's flying. What are you talking about? 450, 480, that's flying.
I'm talking about them motherfuckers going 420.
It's only like two or three people going 420.
And listen, them people jumped right over. Them people last year was only going, a couple years ago, they were only going 440.
440.
Okay, they were going. Now listen, some of them were going 460. And them guys jumped straight down to 14, 420. You can't do that without no electronics.
That's what you're thinking. That's what you think. Man, listen. Killer Time was going 440 2 years ago. He's going 440 2 years ago.
All you got to do is ask Steve Jackson how many motherfucking traction controls you got in that car.
Several. Probably just one. But what I'm saying, Kimo, I'm not saying that you are wrong. What I am saying is they both need to work hand in hand together. You gotta have a good engine tuner, a power management tuner, and you gotta have a good chassis tuner. You gotta have both of them.
I see you got a motherfucker. You got a motherfucker can handle that power management.
Hey, you ain't talking, man. If you ain't talking, man, please put your phone on mute. We're hearing all your background conversation. Please be respectful on the show. Please.
Well, okay, let me show you. All the suspension guys here, Biz, every time these motherfuckers up north let their button go, that motherfucker jump straight on the wheelie bar. Am I right or wrong?
And they got, not they, all of them.
You about the only car
not
up here
that
don't jump. Shit, most of all I know they doing wheelies up here. So they let the trans brake go.
That's because they don't want to take time to tune their chassis. That ain't got nothing to do with power management. That's got something
Mark,
to do with the
Mark,
chassis.
Mark Crank ain't doing wheelies.
Sure
Jimbo
ain't.
Jimbo didn't do a wheelie when he raced down here with no bars. That was the first time with no bars.
okay, Jimbo, soon he's turning his second system on, the bitch wants to try to jump over the wall. So don't give me that shit about he didn't do that, okay?
He raced down here with no bars and went right down.
Listen, man.
You motherfuckers
gonna
act like
Kimo, we gonna keep it 100. Hey, Kimo, we gonna keep it 100. It's both. You need both. You need a good
okay,
power management tuner, and
you need
a good chassis
tuner. You need more of a motherfucker that can manage the power than a chassis tuner.
That's what you. I mean, I that's like saying you need more of an engine builder than a transmission guy.
If
you need both of them.
How much shit can a motherfucker do to start suspicion? Once you put a goddamn shock on that car and the coil over, that's it. Ain't too much you can do to the bitch.
Man, I seen somebody change the shock, Kimo, and picked up 2/10. He was running.
Change the shock. And all that, man, let me tell you, ain't that motherfucker around here can leave on 1,000 horsepower without a fucking traction control. And whoever this motherfucker, I see why Park. Well, what? Tell me why everybody up here got Willy Bob in Michigan? Since Team Z over there.
I mean, that's because that's
Team
really what they want.
Listen, Team Z probably be the baddest motherfucker suspension tour in the North. Why everybody in Michigan, I ain't seen not one Michigan car be able to run without a
Jason
fucking
Lee.
Willy bar.
Jason Lee.
You didn't see Mark Crane go down with no bars this year?
Jason Lee is from Ohio.
Did you not see Mark Crane 60-foot of 109 at NLR?
Hey, Mark Crane ain't never been a 109, so stop lying.
Okay.
Put that shit up on your board and they tell you you're lying, motherfucker. Stop lying. Knock it off, motherfuckers. Knock it the fuck off.
Hey, man, your homeboy ain't got Willy bars. Lil Tony.
And guess what Lil Tony at, motherfucker? He down there fucking with Chris, too.
He ain't never had Willy bars. Now stop it, Kimo. He ain't never had Willy bars.
Man, listen,
when he was
man.
Up there messing with Michigan. Now, we're going to keep it 1-800, keep it real. He ain't never had Willy Bob.
Okay, we're going to leave that alone, man. But I can guarantee you, ain't that motherfucker up here smart enough to run without Willy Bob. I can guarantee you that. I'm on the inside looking. On the inside looking out, man.
Hold on, Kimo. Big ball factor. Car was built by Team Z. Fastest small block in the world on nitrous. No Willy bars.
Man, we going to leave that alone, too, because I don't want to let these people out, okay?
Okay,
now, y'all
okay.
Y'all motherfuckers
right,
sit around here and try to play like motherfuckers dumb. Man, get the fuck. Man, knock it off, man. Like I say, knock it off.
All right, Kimo. All right, well, let's get to the next one. Your surprise grudge race of the year. Who just came out the woodwork and surprised everybody and had a good season?
That would be you. Fuck it. I'm gonna keep it. That's 1-800. Keep it real.
Me.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that, Lady A. We got anybody? Anybody got their hand up?
Yes, we have two people. 773-2531. Your mic is open.
What happened? What up, Ben?
Who this?
It's Pretty Love.
What up, Love?
What's going on?
What's up, man? I gotta run back home because I done left my earphones at home. I gotta listen to Big Clark show tonight. I gotta turn back around.
I just hear you know, Kimo there arguing about his best chassis man in the tuna.
Yeah, I mean,
okay. Beans, let me ask you something, man. And I'm going to, you
no,
said,
no,
keep it with Three Love. What happened now? We had, Jimbo had the baddest motherfucking tuner in the North fucking with his car in Hattiesburg. What happened?
Who?
Jimbo. He couldn't get down the tuck.
Wait.
You know, I'm going to try to stick it in Jimbo every chance I get, but I'm going to keep it real. He broke something, man. The man had a ladder bar. He broke something in his ladder bar. That's why he couldn't get down the track.
Hey, Bill, hold on,
man. Listen, man. Hold on, man.
One of the hind joints broke on his ladder bar.
Too much bullshit. If the motherfucker know what he's doing, give you what you pay for, and
leave it alone.
Timo, you first of all, man, you're not telling the truth on here. You know what I mean?
Who?
There was nothing bent on Jimbo's
Ryan,
car. Listen to me, man. No, there was nothing bent on the car, man. Nothing at all, man.
Nothing on the car bent. The hind joint wasn't bent.
Kimo, what you can't do is compare other people's problems against what you done experienced. You know what I mean? And everybody knows the situation you went through for a few years, and you know that was pretty much your own doing that you chose to stick with somebody that long that did you that wrong. And for you to sit here and say Dave is kind of like, you know what I mean? Dave took good care of that man. You know what I mean? He made good money with Dave.
I say he's not the best. Listen, Wayne, y'all brought a proven car, man. Dave didn't have to do nothing to that car. How many times did that motherfucker won the championship at Milan, that car there?
On motor, Timo, not a car that was ran, you're talking about 900 horsepower. Plus, now we're talking about all this nitrous and other things. You know what I mean? And to be honest with you, Kimo, do you know that they took that whole cage out of Jimbo's car and rebuilt that car again? Don't you know that Jimbo changed that front suspension after he hit that wall and it still was a good car? You got to understand that.
It was a good car. Listen, Wayne, that car was good before you even brought it. That's a championship car, man. That car they didn't have to do too much of that car. But everybody around here want to praise everybody.
You the reason people tell motherfuckers don't sit on the back of my trailer, close their door when they work on their cars, because everybody want to put their little 2 cents on it, and they think they know what's going on with their car. But you sitting here
speaking on something
you don't know what you're
Wayne,
talking about.
Wayne. I don't come to your trailer at the track. I don't give a fuck what y'all got, because I don't. That ain't none of my business.
But you sitting here saying
that, man,
that you told us. You sat here and said you told us what was wrong with the car. You did not call what was wrong with the car, man.
Call Dougie. He'll tell you, man, the hind joint was bent. The bolts was bent on that motherfucker. They took it off and rolled.
That ain't what was wrong with the car, man.
Man,
that ain't what was wrong with the car. The car never even got fixed down there, man. So what is you talking about?
Y'all couldn't fix it down there. It was fucked up.
Okay, because he had to get it back to his shop, man. That's all it was.
Man.
All it was wore out parts, man. That's all it was.
Hey,
Wayne,
mad because Kimo talking about that regular car y'all got. You're like, you mad the motherfucker.
As long as I don't own your car, I'll be all right.
You man, he talking about that raggedy car y'all got for that motherfucking raggedy. He ain't talking about that man. He just saying it for an example. He was talking about the man because he just speaking his mind about the shit and the man we're talking about. You going off on the man.
He spoke on what he said was true, which wasn't true. Speak on what you know, not what you think.
He said, he's going to live and say the same thing about his car. The man just speaking his opinion. Ain't no
shot gonna
make no car sideways on no motherfucking track.
Okay, and I'm glad you brought that up, because the car was blowing the tires off instantly on the line.
Wayne, that car was going to the left. Soon you he let the transmitter here go out and it turned left. All you guys do, if anybody got it on tape, look at that tape.
Kimo,
the
car wasn't even getting off the line.
When he tried to leave, it blow the tires, he get off the gas, and get back in. When he get back in, that's when it go to the left. He's trying to force it to go, and it don't want to go.
See, y'all on the outside looking in, because none of y'all, look, Leon, you another guy that chased your tail for a whole year. So you're not qualified to speak on this. You had to see
yes,
to get
hey,
your
hey,
car
hey,
right.
Hey, wait. Hey, you know why? You know why I can speak on it? Because I just got my car fixed, and I went straight down the track. And it didn't go straight down any track now.
Okay,
you know
and that's
saying?
Fine. And I'm happy for you, but that ain't the situation.
Wayne, what's the situation? Let us hear the situation.
The situation is you got a turbo car, he got a big block on nitrous, neither one of you motherfuckers wants none.
I will fuck a white trash up.
Okay, so you know my number. Why you ain't call us up?
Wayne, I ain't into talking shit no more. Once my car right, you, Jimbo, and
So your car
hey,
isn't right.
Why trash can get his ass whooped in Lehman? Lock it in.
Who in the hell is white trash?
I just was sitting here playing possum. Now lock it in, motherfucker. I won't be here in Lehman. Lehman, lock white trash up
so
Lehman and I'll beat y'all ass down there. Say what?
Hey, Kimo. He in trouble because he said, I've been chasing my tail, so he might well come on too. I'm going to pull his ass out too.
Anyway. Yeah, y'all about to
Because, hey, it takes time to get that shit right. The truth will set you free. There's nothing wrong with what Jimbo was doing, but he had his chassis man down there. He had his tuner, his chassis man, and they could not get that car to get down the track. It was blowing the tire. But I know Jimbo. Jimbo tried to make something go down the track. It won't go. God damn it, we working now in 2013. Somebody has to go get their legs spread. Because I'm going up in you. I ain't work last year. I'm working now, though, goddammit. Come on with it. You get caught in Lena talking crazy, I'm going to pull your ass out and cut you up. So I don't need to talk that shit now. I'm working. Kimo!
Yo!
Goddammit, they talking cash shit, boy. I can't wait. Hey, Kimo, when we get to Lena, it's going to be so quiet around that motherfucker, man. Watch.
I can guarantee it's going to be quiet. I'm going to run off the hat on a lot of motherfuckers in Lima.
Yeah, damn, Wayne, boy, I tell you, that Wayne rough man. He's a rough man. I hope they bring Kyle out there.
Well, let even with Nah, he talks shit
hey,
about
Kimo,
me.
Kimo, who is white trash?
Man, it ain't nothing, man. That car.
What the fuck I want to know?
I'm trying to listen too. I'm waiting sooner or later. Somebody gonna say who white trash is, but I don't know who that is neither.
It's right. Wayne Newcar.
Oh, Wayne Newcar.
Yeah.
Wayne,
I'm gonna
give
Wayne a call, man. But you know, I'm just saying, Team Z ain't what they cracked up to be for me. Not just me. Now it might work for somebody else.
Hey, hell no, they put shock high joints. They put shock. Hind joints. I see new shot.
No, they put hind joints on the motherfucker, man. I was sitting there. Dougie and Aaron rolled that motherfucker by the bitch with bit. But then they gonna tell me. I ain't tell them that. I told them they didn't need no motherfucking shocks.
It didn't, because they put new shocks on them. I went in and bust them tires loose right out the gate.
Hey, when they put the new shocks on it, what it do, Leon?
It bust them some bitches and loose. And not hold it. Not only shocks, they put new tires on that motherfucker. We was finna buy a set of tires from them. I know it. They put new tires.
Yeah, how about
that? They had the rear end hanging out that motherfucker. So they was putting a bunch of new shit up on that son of a bitch, and it just wasn't hooked at all. And the chassis, man, I knew he had to been sweating because he didn't know which way to go.
And I'm going to tell y'all, that motherfucker treat love so crazy, he got up on there. Who's your motherfucking chassis, man? We told him he right there. And you need to find that motherfucker.
He so did.
But yeah, I'm lying, so man. Did. I'm telling the motherfucking truth, man.
Hey, Wayne.
Hello?
Where Wayne at?
He got off.
He jumped off,
I got my man on the phone. I'm making blow Jimbo ass out.
Uh-oh.
Kill if I make a beat the face, he got a mustache look like I make a fuck Jimbo
y'all.
Clean up. Hey, Jimbo, phone, Wally.
I'm on.
I'm on. Right, Wayne, get off.
Get him back on the phone, make a fuck Jimbo clean up with a little block with no willy bars on the car.
Hey, 3-letter Ben's going to fuck him up already.
Huh?
Hey, Ben's
going to
fuck him up already.
I can't hear you. Say it again.
Hey, 3-letter Smitty. Ben's gonna fuck him up.
Ben's gonna fuck him up.
Yeah, Ben, he locked in the race, Ben, at Lena.
For Jimbo?
Oh, he sure is, yeah. Yeah, he
I'm gonna make my man fuck him up. With a little block with no window bars on him, gotta make him fuck him clean up. I know them beers locked in. Yeah, I know them beers locked in. But you tell them motherfuckers scared of Jimbo. I'm motherfuckers scared of Jimbo.
So, like, Jimbo's just like anybody else. When your car ain't working, why the hell you gonna go out and race him up? When you get your car right here, you get him.
I asked the man for the break, but come out of the man said he wasn't giving me shit. So don't talk that shit about what Jimbo gonna do to a motherfucker. Jimbo ain't gonna do a motherfucking thing. Well, get Wayne back on the phone. Hey, go to Jim, call Wayne's phone back.
Maybe yeah, you can. I think
y'all done ran Wayne off the phone, man.
You better get that motherfucker cup and drink out of it. That's his bad. Motherfucker got a Jimbo.
Hey, Kimo, what you call the white class?
Yeah, that's the name of Jimbo's, Wayne new car, white trash.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Ain't no love, I make him blow your ass out, too.
Yeah, well, you know,
I make him blow your ass out, too, Kimo.
You said you gonna do it all three loads.
My man on the phone, he'll blow your ass out too.
So I mean, as long as he sit like me.
What you mean he sit like you? He got a Mustang.
Okay, you got stock suspension?
I don't know what it is. You still got stock suspension?
Okay, yeah, you want me to run a backhand country?
With the bars on, he don't got none on.
I ain't gonna have with the bars on this year.
If you take me with a bar, I'm gonna make him knock your ass out. You ain't stop suspension on a 20-inch tire, yeah.
Hey,
man, Kimo. Kimo.
What?
Say something back, man. Say something back. Tell him bring that bitch on.
What you got? You tell what you got. Tell him to bring that bitch on. What you got?
You can't be DMX, you can't be racing a ghost, okay?
Oh, okay.
It's all a ghost. Hey, anybody never seen it? It's all a ghost. So go run your ass with it.
Hey, Three Love. Hey, Three Love.
What up?
What's up, man?
What up, Daddy-O?
You got it, man.
Shit, let's look at the school.
Yeah, hold on for a minute. Hold on.
All right, I get on the mind. I have on the mind.
What up, Three Love?
Hello?
What's up, man?
What up,
Wayne?
You in?
Okay. Now, what y'all was saying, man?
I'll make my man blow your ass out.
Who is your man?
He on the phone.
Where he at? Let me hear him.
D.
Hello? Who?
His name D. That's all I need to know. His name D. He got a Mustang with a lip block in it. Make him blow Jimbo ass clean out the water.
Where he from?
Don't worry about where he from, man. He's from Chicago, man. He's on the west side of Chicago. What else you want to know? And he's a black man.
Tell me how he sit.
He stopped suspension with a little block in his car on a 20-inch tall tire.
No Willie bars?
No Willie bars.
Lock in.
Lock your ass in.
Lock in. I get my man to Biz. Biz know my words good.
Yeah, how much you want to lock in? My man on the phone, what you want to lock in?
I don't hear him talking. Tell him to talk to you.
Talk to him. I'm Tyler Pollard.
I like to talk to people.
How do you want to book my car?
He's trying to know who you is. Hey, did him out of the I want to hear your voice. You might try to pick out too much information. Lock your ass in. $500 for $2,000. No, for $3. How much you want to run for, dog? How much you want to run for? Yeah.
All right.
Who?
Okay, shit. Listen to me. This your car, right?
It's my man car. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna drive my car. He's gonna drive his car.
He's not gonna drive, man.
No.
He's not gonna drive. He's not driving.
I'm gonna lock in with a ghost car. He's gonna drive his car. I'm gonna drive my car.
He's not driving, man. He's not driving the car.
What color is the car?
I don't know. What difference do it make?
Okay, see.
What do you think about what color car here?
Hey, Wayne, you seen
this
car?
This is a Mustang, man.
It's a Mustang. Stop trying to look like in it, man. Leon, stay out my building, Leon.
I just said he's seen him.
Leon, stay out my building, Leon.
Hey, that could be big ball factor for all I know.
Beat your ass, man. It's a Mustang stock with a little block in it, man, with no wheelie bars on it.
One cover.
On a 20-inch tire. What?
If you got one cover, you don't like
it. Hey, I don't know what's up in the hood of the car. I got a little block in the car, man. Hey, that's what you got to go in your car.
It must have a small block, not a little block.
It got a small block in it, man. I don't know what's on it, man. It might be fuel injection. I don't know if the car ran on it, turbo, pro charge, or not. I don't know what's on it. It's a little block in the car.
I tell you what, Three Love, I like you in. With your big block.
I want the brake to the A from Jimbo car. I'm going to take it.
No.
Yeah.
My car against your car.
You going to drive?
Yes, sir.
Get your ass in. Today, block your ass in for Mississippi. Yeah.
Lock it in. Look,
listen to me. I'm running for $500 or $1,500 or better. If you want to do that, hang your phone up.
That sounds fine.
Now lock your ass in.
Listen.
You on the motor. You on the motor with your car, and I'm on Nike.
No.
Yeah.
I'm bringing a small block. I gotta do what I gotta do. You gotta.
No. Know what? We'll run your nicer car. You talking about? We'll run that car. Head the fuck up.
With your car, right?
No, with my man car.
No, I want to run your big block.
No, not running my big block. I sold it. I sold it 2 minutes ago.
He on here now. He done locked in.
I really
want
a big block.
Motor locked
in
his ass.
You got a little block. My man got a little block. You got a Mustang. He got a Mustang. Put your ass in, man. What you doing, man?
Listen to me and listen to this. I want to lock your big block in. You can spray
hey,
whatever
Wayne,
you want
to
do.
I'm not running my big block. What part you got to listen to? I'm running a mule. So I can double kick your ass with it. Locked in the man on the phone, we're trying to race, man. You bullshit. I run your nitrous car, the little block you claim all the nitrous, we'll knock your ass out.
Okay. Long as it's a nitrous car.
I don't know what it is, Wayne. It might be a turbo car, the tow charge, the supercharge. We have a ball on that motherfucker. I don't know what's up under the hood. I'm saying the little block stop suspension.
Three
Love with the Trans Am.
But don't tell nobody. Don't tell no motherfucker they scared of Jimbo. I don't motherfucker scared of Jimbo, man.
You scared of Jimbo?
No, the fuck I ain't. Give me the plate with Jimbo today, man. I'm going to take it in Mississippi, man.
It's time for you to grow up, Three Love.
I'm
grow
up. Then I have a man buy a Mustang. I grow up. I got somebody to go drive for me. Knock your ass out.
What you want to do, man?
Block in $500 for $5,000.
Wayne,
you come in there, Mustang.
Don't get excited. What you want to
do,
man?
Okay, we're locking in for August.
August? No. We're locking in for February, man.
February
next, man.
Which car you think is Jimbo's?
Fuck him.
Which car you think is? I'm just asking a question. Tell me which car you talking about. What car you want to
ride?
The
white car.
Okay, that's my car.
The white car, the red car. I want the white car, the red car.
Okay, so you pick the color. Now let me pick what color car I want to race.
I want to race a yellow car. I sold it.
This ain't going nowhere, man.
Hey, Wayne. On my dead daddy, man. I'm dead serious, man. I would take my man Mustang and rape Jimbo Red Mustang. And I would rape him, man. I would have to take his manhood, man.
All right. As long as it's nice, can we lock in?
I don't know what it is, Wayne. What about I ain't asked you what you got about your car, man.
Okay, well.
I'm just been doing a little block in the car, man. That's all you need to worry about, man. On a little tie.
Hey, Three Love, you're making this kind of difficult because you're saying it's your man. You know what's up under your manhood, dog.
What?
I said,
hey,
that's your man. You should know what's up
from this motherfucker hood. I ain't trying to tell it. I'm trying to go on your ass.
If he on the motherfucking phone, tell him to tell us what's
going on. I'm doing the talking. He don't need to talk. I'm talking. Don't worry about the bitch. Look at this car.
Well, hey, ain't nobody racing no ghosts, man. Nah, it's the motherfucker.
I just told you the car is, man. It's a stock is bitch and must say, we're
locked in, man.
That's
all you got to tell him. Tell a nigga
to go. Hey, man, I don't know if the car. I don't know if the car turbo, I don't know if the pump charge, I don't know if the supercharger. I don't know. The man told me he got a little black in his car and the stock is made with no wheelie bars on it.
Okay, I need you to do me a favor, Three Love. When you find out what he got, give me a call.
He got a little black in his car.
When you find out what he got, give me a call.
He got a little black with twin turbos on it. What else do you want to know?
I want you to know I'm on vacation this weekend. I ain't got time to be playing with you.
I just told you he got this car. He got a little black with twin turbos on it. What else you want to know?
Oh, twin turbos? Oh,
yeah.
I stand down.
Well, don't tell them about kind of your slow ass boy then. Gotta make him fuck him up.
Hey, Three Love.
Okay.
Hey.
What up?
I'm telling you, I'm finna do dinner with my family, right? But DJ Grant, Jimbo, all them guys, we're looking for them guys this year. I'm gonna have enough time to do much racing you want to do, wherever you want to go. We're gonna go from town to town and fuck these people up.
Yeah, fuck y'all. Y'all here got glock your ass in.
Who's that talking? That's the owner of the car?
Yeah.
Hey, owner of the car. I'll lock in with you for all.
Got the saying. They going from town to town, and they fucking up everybody.
So,
I don't know who he is. Don't nobody know who he is. Somebody done built a twin turbo 28 no wheelie bar Mustang.
He didn't build it. He
bought a turnkey. He's about to try and keep.
Hey,
won't that trouble?
Hey, why you
want to
run
beers? What are you going to run beers for? We ain't trying to run beers.
Why not?
Beers the chief, the captain, and the co-captain. We ain't trying to run beers. We want to fuck one of y'all up first.
I'm not running beers.
I'm stepping down to beers. I take my head out to beers. I'm not running beers.
You know
but
what?
Fuck you.
Three Love, lock it in.
Lock your ass in.
Lock it in. Tell me what color car is first.
Man, I don't know what color car is, man.
Okay. Forget it, then.
It's a Dr. Benton Mustang with a little block in it, man. I can't hear you.
What color is the car, man?
Don't worry what color car is, man. The car might be rusty. I don't know what color car is, man. The car might have a stick on. I don't know what color car is.
If my car was ready, I'll lock in with you. But it'll be ready in August, so we can lock in then.
Okay, whenever you're ready, let me know. But we ready now.
I know.
We ready right now.
If I hit the lottery tonight, I'll be ready from Mississippi. If I hit the lottery tonight, I'll be ready from Mississippi.
Look, I got to go outside and pick up some popcorn.
Fuck you. Too cold.
Pick up popcorn. You'll get a lot of money.
Yeah.
Hey, Wayne, I'm serious though, Wayne. Okay. I make a man fuck Jimbo up, man, that red Mustang. I make him knock your ass out.
Okay. Just in case you don't know, Brian, never mind. Hey, I'm disappointing you, Three Love. I just want you to know that, man.
I'm disappointing you, Carl, my man. He's scared of Jimbo. He's not scared of no motherfucking Jimbo.
Leon's scared of me.
Leon's not scared of you, neither. If you drive you drive your white car, I'm going to drive that one you say you're going to run on the motor with, I'm going to drive Pac-Man. I'll knock your ass out of Mississippi.
Okay, listen to my gamble. Is Leon on the phone?
I guess Leon on the phone.
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Listen to my gamble, Leon. You got a big block, right?
Oh, here, Leon.
Leon, both of y'all.
Yeah.
Both of y'all got nitrous, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Both of y'all got wheelie bars, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to come with my Mustang. I run either one of y'all motor to motor or spray to spray or both ways with my small blocks. Lock in. However y'all.
Hey, man. If you can't knock out my car, motherfucker, you can have it.
Okay. I'll run spray to spray.
I'm going to run your Mustang. You talking about now? I'm running my man Mustang.
I tell you what.
Hey, Wayne.
I'll run your motor. You give me the break.
We're not running no motherfucking motor, man.
Hey, okay, I'll run you spray to spray.
We not have no spray on the Mustang, man.
I'll run you spray.
We got twin turbos on it, man. What part you not listen to?
Leon, what you want to do?
Yeah, you know what?
Leon, nah. We're going to mill the mill, man. We're going to mill the mill.
Leon, keep your big tires on, keep your willy bars on, keep your big block in there. I'm going to run you with my small block, motor to motor, or I'll run you spray to spray. Which way you want it?
Off the trailer, yeah.
Huh?
Off the trailer. Low shakedown, off the trailer and Lena.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this to you. You guys can't tell. You guys, you can't say what we have. This is what I built. When you met me, I had a canal with Willy Bars on it. I'm gonna keep Willy Bars on my car. That's what I like. You
didn't actually take them off. I didn't actually take them off. I'm not asking you to do nothing to your car.
Listen to my camel.
Do not slow your car down. Just let me get next to you with my small block spray to spray with my 28-inch tire.
Listen. This is what I'm gonna tell you. Do what you gotta do to win. I'm not. The only way I do that is off the trailer. Get your ass in the Lena off that trailer and get out. I ain't been to Lena. You ain't been to Lena.
Okay. My question for you. Why do you feel I got to run you off the trailer if I'm at a disadvantage with a smaller tire or a small block?
Wayne, you know what? We got plenty of time to build these cars. Right now, you got plenty of time to do whatever we got to do to these cars. You know what I got. You know I got a Camaro. I got an all-steel Camaro with big tire and a wheel bar and a big chief in it. You know that. So that's what I come with. I'm coming with my best. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so could you ask my question, please?
I'm listening to you. Come on with it. Off that trailer, goddammit. I'm leaking Leon. Do what they say, I'm leaking Leon. Off that trailer. I already got three races locked in, so I'm going to go on and add a fourth one. You want to get off that trailer. We come in, leader. Nobody shake down. Off that trailer. Get your ass down. And we ain't got to do it for nothing here because I'm already, I got three races locked in already, so I ain't going to do nothing stupid. 500 to 1,000. Come on.
Thank you, Lawson.
He gone. He got to be gone. Oh, he lost. Okay. Well, we just see each other. We just see each other in Lena, cause I sure gonna be there. Hey, look.
Hey,
is
Leon.
Anybody left? Yeah.
It's G Shot.
What up, dog?
Ooh, son, what you doing?
Oh man, they jumping in the pot, and I'm finna stir up some shit. They just don't know I got some shit stirred up. That's why I said off that trailer, down on their ass, I'm going.
Man, what Big Clark's show number, you know?
You know what? What time is it? Ooh-wee. We got to fast somebody's phone to get on. Ain't no way we going to be able to get on that.
Do you know that number, though? We'll be able to get on once I find that number. I'm looking through this box. I'm trying to get it.
You got it, Larry? I got it in my phone, but I can't. I don't know how to get it in this phone. This new phone I got, I don't know how to get in it and then pull it out my phone. I got it.
Who else is on right now? Hey, G-Shot. Larry, can you believe nobody want to try that? Yeah.
Try what?
Yeah.
Try what?
I heard it.
Larry.
Nobody. Hold on one second. G-Shot.
Yeah.
Okay. 347-215-8762.
All right.
I guess everybody else is off here, ain't they?
Yeah, I think everybody's off.
Yeah, it's just us three, I guess.